Mr. Ambassador?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment for the President.
Hello?
Ambassador Nehru 9-1.
Take this down.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Ambassador.
Good evening, Mr. President. Welcome back.
Fine, thank you. I'm sorry that to trouble you, but I am sending out tonight some instructions to the Vice President. And there's not anything I need for you to do, but I didn't want to I didn't want to be doing things with your government that you didn't know about and that you weren't aware of and so forth. And I don't know that I have much to add to what we talked about the other day, but I thought that while it's fresh on my mind, I just signed a cable that I would call you here, and then they told me you were away, and I said, we'll just go on and get you. What I'm asking him to do is to review with the Prime Minister everything that took place at Honolulu, and also what instructions I've gone over with Goldberg every way I could, and to see if there's any contribution that India can make in the way of suggestions that if observed or pursued by us might lead to less tensions in the world and get the benefit of their thinking in that field, and also bring them up on Honolulu and bring them up our whole general view of the results of the peace offensive and express our gratitude for what happened at Tashkent, and particularly the contribution that the deceased Prime Minister made in his conversations with some other people. To go over the new foreign aid problem, how I'm trying to make it apply to other countries and my problems in this country and the increasing public sentiment problem that I'm having, and explain to them that we do expect to make further commitments on grain, maize, and wheat, and other items. But we will have a message that will go up just as soon as she's here and we can explore this thing. To also explore the economic matter that you brought up the other day.
Yes.
And to inform them of the conditions of allotments as we see them in connection with the, well, really the Tashkent thing. You're agreeing to try to cool things off some so our stuff is not used to fight a war with them. Neighbor out there, which I think you fully understand.
Hopefully.
But to also point up that we want this aid used as like our fertilizer, other things. Not we don't want to buy any major steel mills, and to review our general thinking in that line, and to make some tentative agreements to be negotiated out by you technicians forthwith, and there will be some agreements on amounts that will break this barrier and take a rather substantial step. The more substantial one will come with her, but this will let loose a rather substantial sum now. I have seen it,
yep.
And I have responded to it without going into details, but I've told her that I'm sending the vice president and what I want him to do.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone into these things like in detail like I have with you. But I have a feeling that if you know my thinking,
yeah,
and I know yours, that while we will have differences, we'll also be able to find areas of agreement. So I will go out with my cable to him, and if you you're at liberty to say to your people that it's your judgment, this is what's happening in this capital.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
At least there'll be one person looks good. That'll be you. Thank you very much, and I'll see you when you come get back.
I hope you had a very successful
We were very, very pleased in several respects. I knew very little about Westmoreland. And you're having to act on a man's cables here.
Yes.
And it's good, I think, for the Commander-in-Chief to know the man that whose cables he has to act upon every day.
Yes.
Second, I knew nothing about Key and Chu, the chief of state. And what I learned was quite favorable. Impressions of the titles, the military backgrounds, the generals, the air marshals, the field marshals, and so on and so forth.
Yep.
I never have been very impressive to civilian from Johnson City, Texas, because we didn't have any stormtroopers out there. And we haven't had many of them in our government.
Yes.
And I was amazed, as Alex Johnson said, well, whatever else may be, he certainly knows how to talk. Whether he knows how to do as well as he does how to talk is different. But the net of the declaration that we wrote was really his speech, and it said in effect that we are going to act to prevent aggression, to defeat aggression. He didn't take in any more territory. He was defeating aggression.
Yeah.
And we're going to defeat social misery.
Yeah.
With considerable details along the line of his January the 15th speech. And that he was a young man that was going to lead the revolution in his country and build a new society, and a stable society, and he was going to seek and obtain an honorable peace. And there's not anything in those 4 points that any country, I don't think, would apply to themselves to prevent an aggressor and try to defeat social misery and establish a stable society and seek an honorable peace. And it was so eloquent and so simple and so young. While we have no illusions, and we've seen a good many governments come and go, and we don't know what happened that night. It was quite different from the general marching around with a sword at his side. And when we had the technicians, 16 of them, of Orville Freeman, sit down and meet with them, they all, every PhD there, came away rather stimulated at this man's exciting interest in the quality of the rice seed and how you're going to increase its production, and his demand that we get 8 million more school books in there next year, and his telling us how to handle the economic aid that Dave Bell was giving him, and he just traded back and forth with Dave Bell by the hour on how to build classrooms, and he said that the American contractors come in and put them up overnight. The Viet Cong come in and burn them down a week later, and they say, we burned down American school. But he said, you gave me some materials, and we took the materials and put our own people to build in the schools. And when the Viet Cong came in to get the school, they said, you cannot touch our school.
That is very important.
It becomes our school if they build it.
Yes.
And in any event, we found General My point, we have tried for 2 years to get these people to thinking in terms of building a better society there, and not just strictly a military operation, but a political one too. And you can't do it unless you can get Lodge in Westmoreland and the Prime Minister to adopt the baby as their own.
Yeah.
And we did that.
Yeah.
So they went back to put in the Lodge Key Westmoreland program. And I sent along the Vice President and the Secretary of Agriculture, and about a month from now I'll send out the Secretary of Education and Health, and then I'll send out the Surgeon General with medicine. And then I told them we'd meet back in Honolulu 6 months from now to just see what we had done in this period of time. So I'm going to stay on it, and if it's impossible, I'll find it out, but I'm going to try.
Well, good luck to you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And thank you very much for calling.
Waiting.